God of the kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The fourth, we believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
A day unlike any other in the trial of three men accused of murdering 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery.
We don't want any more black pastors coming in here or other Jesse Jackson, whoever was in here earlier this week.
Marked by a racially loaded request by defense attorney Kevin Goff, at one point misidentifying Reverend Al Sharpton, who had been in the courtroom Wednesday to support the Arbery family.
We want to keep politics out of this case. So I'm asking the court to take appropriate steps to make sure that the gallery, which is already limited in this case, isn't being utilized for a purpose that could be viewed as improper.
Goff objected to nationally recognized civil rights leaders sitting in the courtroom besides the victim's family. The judge seemingly confused about what the defense wanted.
What is the motion?
It's not
really
a motion. It's a reminder of the court's previous instructions to keep outside influences outside the courtroom.
From state?
It's a public courtroom.
At one point, Goff's argument made a bizarre, racially charged turn.
If a bunch of folks came in here dressed like Colonel Sanders with white masks sitting in the back, what? I mean, that would be correct.
And Judge Timothy Walmsley cut him off, dismissing the request.
As long as things are not disruptive and it's not a distraction to the jury or anything else going on in the courtroom, so be it. I'm not going to blanketly exclude members of the public from this courtroom.
In a case where race has played a central role from the beginning, the request from the defense touched a nerve.
I'm very surprised to know that he frowned upon anybody, any pastor that would come in to sit with the family to keep us encouraged. It was just very insensitive.
You think? What the hell is that about? What was that about? I mean, somebody in the South is going to have to explain to me and probably to you, Brett, right? What is the Colonel Sanders with white masks reference?
I mean, I think it's very interesting, and I'd love to know the psychology behind him feeling that Colonel Sanders would be the opposite of Al Sharpton. What? They're opposites?
Oh. I didn't even understand the reference, and I like references. So somebody's going to have to explain to me what does... If you had a guy dressed like Colonel Sanders with a white mask, would that be okay means? What does that mean? I don't know. But you know something, there's been three trials going on simultaneously this week, and it has really pushed us to the limit here because we're a small little crew. And I have to tell you that these three trials all have to do with politics. They all have to do with race. They all have to do with hatred. They all have to do with long guns. And it's overwhelming. Now, again, I keep telling you, you know, look, we have a tiny, tiny little minority in this country that are legitimately racist, that are truly carrying around this fear of being a minority in a minority country, that are in fear that somebody's going to replace them, that are in fear of people of different religions and people of different colors and people, whatever. I mean, you know, we have that little sliver. But again, if it's 3.5 million people that are, you know, subscribing to, hey, it's time I take the law into my own 17-year-old hands, or hey, it's time I take the law into my own daddy's hands, and we get in our cars and we trap this guy like a rat and we shoot his freaking chest off with a shotgun at close range, then we're looking at about 3.5 million trials like these. The one that's not getting any coverage because it's not on the video, it's just audio streaming, is the Charlottesville trial. And the Charlottesville trial, again, it has to do with race and hatred and fear of others. The whole replacement theory was screamed at the Unite the Right rally, right? Jews will not replace us and blah, blah, blah. And so there's a civil case going on there against the 20 organizers of the Unite the Right rally. And if you listen to the audio from that, I think it would be hair-raising for any decent, right-minded, normal American. It would just be hair-raising because you have the neo-Nazis literally representing themselves. And in real time, every time, somebody, one of the plaintiffs that brought the case against these 20 organizers is asked a personal question about, you know, who else was there with you? And the people don't want to answer because they're afraid to say the names of their friends, okay, who were attacked by the Unite the Right crowd, because in real time, those people are being doxxed online by the trolls who are listening to the streaming audio from Charlottesville. I mean, this whole country is, you know, we're dealing with a lot. We're all dealing with a lot. You know, we had a pandemic. We still have spikes in COVID in places where the unvaccinated are still able to infect people. We have, you know, inflation is what they're calling it. You know, it's not really inflation. I would like to know how you're dealing with it. I would like to know how you're coping with it. Because I tell you the truth, you know, I see it too. I feel it too. I went to fill up my car. My car takes 15 gallons of gas. And to fill it up was $60. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty amazing. And then, you know, I went food shopping. I go every Saturday. And I do my mom's food shopping and my food shopping in the same food shop. I look like I work for Instacart, right? Because I have to have everything separated so I know which is hers, so I could bring her hers. So we put that in paper, and then mine is in the recyclable bag, whatever. But the cost of groceries, my grocery bill is for the two of us, okay? It's almost $300 now. It's almost $300. So yes, I feel it and I see it. But I understand why it's happening, and I don't know if everybody does. I don't know if anybody does. It just depends on whether or not you read a newspaper and which one. Because I will tell you, the Wall Street Journal, they had the most incredible article it was like 2 weeks ago. It was October 24th. And it was a big, big Wall Street Journal article on how U.S. companies aren't seeing any pushback by us, the consumers, as they raise their prices to see just how much we'll take from them. And it's diapers. You know, it's like Procter & Gamble. It's the Nestle company that does all the packaged food and the coffees. It's, they're doing it on purpose. I mean, literally, they're doing it because we're flush with cash and we're flush with jobs, you know, and still it's not good enough for people who hate. It's just not good enough, right? Because prices are high. But it's so interesting that the corporations themselves that don't have very much competition, that they are out there literally jacking up the prices on purpose to see just what the threshold is before we as consumers leave the brands that we have been marketed to and start buying the same item but cheaper, but not trusting that item because we haven't been marketed to about that particular brand of diaper or that particular brand of paper towel or that particular brand of toilet paper or that particular coffee. Seriously, that is what this article said. It says U.S. companies bet shoppers will keep paying higher prices. And that is the Wall Street Journal. So it's just so interesting how corporate doesn't seem to want to cooperate with Biden. They don't want to cooperate with the American recovery. They figure because wages are up, they figure because we got some stimulus money, which, by the way, Kyle Rittenhouse, you know how he bought his gun? You know, those guns are expensive. You know how he paid for it? Well, he didn't buy it. He had somebody buy it for him. Yeah, he got a stimulus check, a COVID stimulus check. And that's how he went out and bought his gun, with the Trump stimulus money. Yeah. But anyway, it's like so amazing how all the forces of evil, all the forces of, you know, I want mine. I need more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I need, I want to have to have the corporate. It's pushing us to the brink. And we're there.